John 11, verse 25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, though he may die, he shall live." Death had to happen because they had eaten the forbidden fruit, but that would not be the end of the story. In part 8 of the study, we saw how God taught Abraham about resurrection. He taught Noah the same lesson. The flood itself is a lesson of death and resurrection. Firstly, let's look at death. Noah, his family, and the animals all entered the ark in Genesis 7, verse 5 to 9. In Genesis 7, verse 11, we read, "On that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened." Compare this with Genesis 1, verse 6 to 8. "Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day. In the five books of Moses, a translation with commentary, Robert Alter says, "The surge of waters from the great deep below and from the heavens above is, of course, a striking reversal of the second day of creation, when a vault was erected to divide the waters above from the waters below." As we look at what God did on each day of creation in Genesis 1, we see this clearer. The flood reversed creation and set it back to day number 2. In Genesis 1, on day 6, animals and then man were made. Both were destroyed in the flood. On day 5, birds and water creatures were made. The birds were destroyed in the flood. On day 4, the solar system was made. It was not destroyed in the flood, but the force of the waters erupting sent rocks and debris spinning into outer space. On day 3, the dry land appeared and plants were made. The flood destroyed the plants and there was no more dry land. On day 2, God divided the subterranean waters from the atmosphere. This division was destroyed by the flood. Genesis 7, verse 21 to 23 says, "All flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, all that was on the dry land died." So he destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping thing and bird of the air. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive. In a sense, God's precious creation died in the flood. The great news is that it did not stay that way. And God kept a remnant inside of the ark that he saved. It is as if God reset creation to the second day and then started all over again. I submit to you that this will happen one more time, except the next time God will reset the clock all the way back to the first day of creation, making everything brand new with fire. The second aspect of the flood after death is resurrection, as we see how the earth lived again. Once again, God followed the pattern of Genesis 1. Number 1, the spirit, that is the wind, hovered over the waters. We see that in Genesis 1 verse 2 and with Noah in Genesis 8 verse 1. Genesis 1 verse 2 says, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the spirit, that is the wind or breath of God, was hovering over the face of the waters." Genesis 8 verse 1 says, "And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided." Number 2, the waters of the land and the atmosphere are separated. Genesis 1 verse 6, "Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, let it divide the waters from the waters." Verse 7, thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Genesis 8 verse 2 with Noah says, the fountains of the deep and the windows of the heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. Number 3, dry land appeared. Genesis 1 verse 9 and Genesis 8 verse 3 to 5. Genesis 1 verse 9, then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Genesis 8 verse 3 to 5 says, and the waters receded continually from the earth. At the end of the 150 days the waters decreased. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. Number 4, the plants. Genesis 1 verse 11, then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. Compare that to Genesis 8 verse 11. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth, and Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth. Number 5, the birds. In Genesis 1 verse 20, then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. Genesis 8 verse 7 to 12, then he sent out a raven which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also sent out for himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself, and he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out from the ark. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth, so he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, which did not return again to him any more. Number 6 and 7 is animals and people. Genesis 1 verse 24, then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. Verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Compare that to Genesis 8, verse 15 to 19. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth according to their families, went out of the ark. And so God started all over again. The first time he started with Adam and Eve. The second time he started with Noah and his family. You have heard it said that Jesus is the second Adam. Actually, the Bible never calls him the second Adam. It calls Jesus the last Adam. Why? Because Adam was the start. Noah was, in fact, a second Adam. There are many similarities between Noah and Adam. Just like Adam, God blessed Noah. and his sons, and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." Genesis 9 verse 1. Just like Adam, Noah had three sons. You can see that in Genesis 9 verse 18. Yes, Adam had other sons, but only three are named: Cain, Abel, and Seth. Both Adam and Noah were farmers. Genesis 9 verse 20. Both Adam and Noah fell because of a fruit, and that fruit caused their nakedness to be exposed. And both Adam and Noah had one of their sons whose lineage was cursed. And so next week we are going to look further at the resurrection and actually dig into the Noah covenant, the covenant that God made with Noah, God willing. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, God bless you, and goodbye for now.